This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, November 23rd, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christian Aid Ministries reports that two of the 17 missionaries kidnapped in Haiti in mid-October were released this weekend. The ministry's news update, quoted at CNN and other news sources, included this word, quote, "We praise God for this. Only limited information can be provided, but we are able to report that the two hostages who were released are safe, in good spirits, and being cared for," end quote. No word yet on the other 15 on this 39th day since their kidnapping. Also, pray for Jeff Woodkey, who was kidnapped 5 years ago in Niger, Africa. He is now in the custody of the West African Al-Qaeda. His wife, Els, told the National Press Club last week that this is, quote, "the most opportune time for Jeff to be released since he was kidnapped," end quote. International Christian Concern reports that 50 churches are not meeting in India because of a recently imposed ban on Christian gatherings. One pastor said, quote, "The last 5 months have been difficult. Our congregation has been reduced from 40 members to 15. Even these 15 are now scared," end quote. Free Republic has published official UK data on overall death rates, comparing those vaccinated with those unvaccinated between the months of April and September of this year. Vaccinated people, under 60, are twice as likely to die as unvaccinated people. Protests erupted across Europe over the weekend, reports CNBC. Austria has entered its fourth lockdown. Demonstrations were held in Vienna, Rome, Brussels, and Amsterdam. On Saturday night, an SUV plowed through a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, killing 5 people and injuring another 48, 18 of whom are hospitalized children, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Daryl Brooks, the suspect, had just been released on a $1,000 bond on Friday, charged with 2 felony counts of second-degree recklessly endangering the safety of others. He had just left the scene of a domestic dispute that had taken place minutes earlier, reports the Associated Press. In other crime news, Fox 59 reported that 43% of murder suspects in Indianapolis were on pretrial release for other crimes or serving post-conviction sentences, and 25% of murder victims were themselves either serving sentences outside of jail or prison or awaiting trial. Deuteronomy 17, verse 12 reminds us that the man who acts presumptuously by not obeying the judge, that man shall die. So you shall purge the evil from Israel. Mass looting continued in San Francisco and surrounding communities over the weekend. A Hayward Mall was hit by a pack of looters on Sunday, and 80 thieves ransacked a Nordstrom's in Walnut Creek. San Francisco's Union Square was hit with a mass looting on Friday, and the San Francisco Chronicle reported on a pandemic of burglaries in the city over the weekend. One city resident said their garage was broken into 9 times in 2 days. Are Americans losing the value of their savings and income quicker than they think? WolfStreet.com reports that the new vehicle inflation rate increased 35% since 1990. However, a new Toyota Camry has almost doubled in price since 1990, and the Ford F-150 has increased a whopping 173%. The Consumer Price Index artificially introduces quality adjustments in the figure. Americans who invested in Treasury bills since 2008 have lost $4 trillion in savings, based on the Consumer Price Index, Wolf Street has calculated. This year alone, Americans who invest in federal T-bills will lose about $1 trillion in their savings. In other economic news, President Joe Biden has nominated Jerome Powell for a second term as Federal Reserve Board Chairman. Mr. Powell has overseen the infusion of $4.4 trillion of quantitative easing over 20 months, the reduction of long-term interest rates to record lows, inflating asset prices to record highs, and increasing inflation to the highest rates in 30 years. And finally, pro basketball player Magic Johnson took to Twitter last week to thank God for sustaining him through 30 years of suffering with the HIV virus. In his words, quote, "I thank the Lord for keeping me, giving me strength, and guiding me for 62 years, but especially the last 30. Through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus, and I learned to trust in God," end quote. Johnson began attending church with his wife 20 years ago, 10 years after having been diagnosed with HIV, reports the Associated Press. In 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 11, the Apostle Paul asks, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, November 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.